I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR. Wildlife resources report there are growing concerns within the West Virginia DNR, like many other states, about invasive aquatic species headed our way. The most worrisome are those Asian carp. We'll get an update on where that stands right after this. Asian carp are not native to the United States, but they have managed to get into our waters and thrive. Katie Zipfel with the West Virginia DNR is the person in charge of watching them closely and monitoring their spread.
Those are invasive species that were brought into the country in the 1970s as part of an aquaculture program and in the Arkansas area, and there was a flood, and they had gotten out into the Mississippi River, and they are making their way up very quickly up the Mississippi, the Ohio River drainage.
There are two types, the big head and the silver carp, and the big head is an eating machine.
They produce very quickly. They grow extremely big, and they are filter feeders, so they compete with all of our small fishes, our native fishes such as paddlefish that are also filter feeders that we're trying to restore. Pretty much any sport fish at one point in their life when they're juveniles, they consume plankton as well. So they're in direct competition with all of our native fishes.
The silver carp is all of those things, plus it's an airborne menace.
Silver carp are not only are in direct competition with our native fishes, but they can also, they could potentially be a hazard to boaters and recreation little people out on the river because they jump out of the water when they get startled. So you get 10 to 20 pound fish that launch themselves, you know, into the air when they get startled by noise in the river. So you're going down the river, you know, at a decent speed, which a lot of people do, jet skis, you know, motor boats, those kinds of things, and this fish launches out to you and you smacks you in you know, hit you, and, you know, that's a 20-pound bullet.
You've probably seen video clips of that, jumping out of the water, hitting people riding in boats. Stopping their spread is quite the challenge.
The problem is usually with invasive species, is you end up with a problem before you know how to fix the problem. You're always backpedaling. You're always trying to work in reverse, so you're trying to figure out how to solve the problem when it's already at your doorstep instead of, you know, knowing how to do it before it happens kind of thing. So there's a ton of research going on specifically because there's a big push to keep them out of the Great Lakes.
And so far, West Virginia hasn't had pockets of the big head carp, but Zipfel says there's no indication at this point that they have established a permanent population. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.